Welcome to the Entrepreneur Academy podcast, the place for entrepreneurs from entrepreneurs. Today I want to talk to you about money. I want to talk to you about what money actually means and what it does. What is money for you? Truthfully, money in my mind is a form of measurement. Money is something you measure. So when I tell you I've got, or if you talk to me and you say to me, I want 200 euros, then it's not really that you're thinking about the 200 euro bills, you know, or two 100 euro bills or four 50 euro bills. That's not what you're thinking about. What's really going on in your head is what you can do with this money. So it's what the money, what you relate the money to. That's what you're really talking about here. So it's the same if I take that meter or any meter and I open it up and I measure 30 centimeters. If I say to you, I want 30 centimeters, then your question would be of what? Because 30 centimeters on its own has no meaning at all. You want to measure it to something, right? And it's the same with money. There's no point in having 200 euros because the 200 euros themselves, they have no context. They have no meaning. So when we're talking about money, what we should really do, we should talk about the things we want to do with this money. Now, very often, we don't really know what we want to do with the money. We just know that we can do a lot with this money. It's like me saying, I can do so much with 30 centimeters. I probably could. Now, that joke aside, but you know what I mean? It's that thing of being able to measure anything you want without being restricting yourself to anything. And it's the same with money. And today, society has developed to a point where this is fully acceptable. We can say, I make 2,000 euros a month in my job. Now, that's acceptable to talk about 2,000 euros a month. People say, oh, that's cool. You can do this. And you can, you know, you can have a flat that costs that much. You can do that. You can do that. But we don't really talk about this. This is all happening in the back of our head. So when we talk about money today, or you talk to someone about money today, then very often these are not the same stories you're talking about. Yes, you're talking about maybe 2,000 euros, but the reality is this person you're talking to has something else in their head than you. For you, the 2,000 euros have a different meaning than for them, because you relate them most likely to different things than that person would. And these are the disconnects. So you're talking about something and actually you're not talking about the same thing. You see? So that's the difference. That's the problem with money. So when money becomes a factor of a goal, for example, where you say, I'm going to set myself a goal, I want to make 1 million, then that's a bit like, you know, I want to make 5 kilometers. Of what? Because there's no meaning of 5 kilometers. It has no meaning. It's the same with the money. What you really want is something very, very different. Maybe you want a big house, or maybe you want whatever. Whatever it is you want, talk about the things you actually want instead of talking about the money. Because only then can you create the same story. If I tell you the story and I say, oh, you know what? I would like to buy this house. It's a really fantastic house. We tend to fall back straight onto money. We say, yeah, but you know, it costs 500,000. Now, for some people, 500,000 is a lot. For some people, 500,000 is nothing. For some people, it will never be possible. For other people, it will be. But we still might have the same dream. Does this now mean just because for me 500,000 is nothing, that I can fulfill that dream, and for someone, for 500,000 is absolutely impossible, because in the place they live, 500,000 is just not possible. It doesn't matter what you do, they can never have that. Does this mean that dream can never come true for them? So are we actually making our dreams completely depending on the money we can actually make? That's a good question, no? Because when you think further, then you realize that money is taking away all the fun out of achieving anything. Money as a goal is the lowest of all. It goes nowhere. We need to see money as what it is, as a form of measurement of something. And even sometimes having the big house, we need to question that also. We need to say, what do I want a big house for? Maybe I want the garden, maybe because I love gardening. You know, we disengage things in order to pretend to measure it and to compare it to others, because measurement is also allows a form of comparison. If I say I have 30 centimeters of table and you have 50 centimeters of table, you have a bigger table. So I can compare these two tables. Now, 30 centimeters might be a complete great table for you, and actually you don't need the 50 centimeter table. But still, we compare and we get this feeling that the other one, because he has 50 centimeters, has more than me. Now, that's a bit weird, no? When you think about it, how we are actually distorting the whole aspect of what we really want based on measurement and based on comparison. It's incredible. So when you're talking about money, then don't just talk about money. Talk about the things you do with the money and why you're doing with the money. Add a why to the things you want. And this is, for me, the same for goal setting. If you want to set yourself a goal, set a goal you can answer the question why with. There's no point in saying, I want money. Because if you can't answer why you want the money and you can really break it down, it's useless. And you will not achieve it. I mean, except the person for who this money is nothing, if they can do it easily. You know, they just make one phone call. Yeah, of course they can achieve it. For someone else who has to work really, really hard, they're most likely not going to achieve it. Because it's just money. It's just 30 centimeters. It's not the table. Because that's not what we're talking about. You see the difference? And that's what I see about money. And so when you, again, coming back to the aspect, talking about money is really comparing and measuring. And that's it. So you're talking about 30 centimeters against the other 50 centimeters of the next person, or your 50 centimeters against the 30 centimeters of another person. And that makes us feel good, and that makes us feel great. That's a bit of a joke, no? Would you agree? So what's your take on money? What's your take about talking about money, having money, going with money? What is it you want? Why do you want money? Why do you want money? I'm looking forward to your comments on this. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you want to find out more about entrepreneurship, come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu and find out everything you want to know about entrepreneurship. And don't forget to sign up to our special Sweet Spot Discovery tool, all on our website.